failure is nothing more than a lesson learned. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about the keys to bouncing back from setbacks. Enjoy.
If something ever doesn't go the way that you've planned and you find yourself in that situation, don't panic. The most important thing you can do is stay calm, stay present. Being able to be calm, that you've laid a plan out, you've done what you've done that got you to this point. If something comes up that you didn't expect or that you didn't know was going to come, your plan's not bad. It got you to where you are. Right now, you have to deal with what's in front of you. That doesn't mean run away. It doesn't mean stop and don't do anything. It means deal with it. Deal with what's in front of you. Move through it, move around it, move over it, move under it, but keep moving forward. Rectify the situation, regroup, and go.
I'm talking to those guys who hate to fail, because I hate to fail. It's really as simple as that. It takes tubs and tubs of ice cream, lots of tissues, lots of tears, lots of dramebazi, my mother, my best friends, my family, everybody making me feel better about it. But the one thing that is as certain as night and day, ladies and gentlemen, is that you will fail. It's just how it is. And there is nothing that you can do to stop that. It's what you do after that'll define where you go. When something I've invested in my heart and my soul, which I do with everything that I actually put my mind to, if that fails, I don't just wallow in self-pity. I roll myself in it. I roll around in it. I wrap myself in it, head to toe, self-pity, self-pity, self-pity. It's not a pretty sight. But then I get up, cry a little, dust myself off, and dive straight back into life, because the only way to push failure aside is to move ahead, not ignore it, analyze it, and learn from it. Always remember, you will never truly enjoy success until you have tasted failure. Fail, fail, fail again, and then rise like a phoenix. Now, what is life without a little bit of a risk, right? No, I'm not an adrenaline junkie. I'm not telling you to go off roller coasters or anything. I've always believed that you have to take risks, calculated, educated risks, to evolve. Because if you've not truly explored the full extent of your possibilities, you'll always remain stagnant. People have written me off several times in my career. Sometimes they didn't agree with my choices. When I played a negative character in my film Aitraaz, very early in my career, I was told I'll be a vamp and no one will cast me as a heroine. When I took on a female-centric film called Fashion, again, very early on in my career, I was told that was not norm. When I signed a US TV show at the height of my film career in India, each time, the risks were huge. The stakes were high, and the repercussions could have been, to say not the least, career-ending. Thank God they weren't, and I'm still standing in front of you. I really appreciate God. I don't know what will happen going forward, but as of now, I can say that my risks and the gamble was worth it. You know why? Because I backed up those risks with my 100%. Be bold and take these risks.
One of my life mantras that saves my butt every single day of the week is this idea that clarity comes from engagement, not thought. So you can be, you know, sitting on your couch and wrestling with two options, you know, whether it's which business should I start? Should I stay in this relationship or not? Should I go back to school or should I, you know, stay in this job? There's a million things that all of us kind of struggle with each and every day. And one of the things that's helped me, and I remember it was actually tied back to when I was considering whether or not to go for some type of career in dance. Now, I never had any formal dance training. My dance experience really was me moonwalking across my mom's linoleum floor in my white socks to like Michael Jackson. That's as far as the dance training I had. But I love to dance. And when I was starting my life coaching business at 23, one of the things that was awesome about that experience was getting a chance to really look at all my own beliefs and my own desires and what was in my own heart. And that's when I started to really identify that I didn't just want to be a coach, and I didn't want to just focus on one specific thing. And I loved spirituality, I loved business, I loved marketing, I loved personal development, and I also loved fitness, and I also loved dance. And so I was having a hard time reconciling what to call myself, what to focus on. It was really a confusing time in my life, and it was really frustrating because I had a lot of drive, and I wanted to help people, and I wanted to make a difference, but I didn't, and I couldn't figure out how I fit into society. So this idea of dance just didn't leave me alone. And I remember just saying to myself, like, if I don't actually go and take a class, like, how am I gonna know? And so I went and I took my first ever professional dance class at Broadway Dance Center. I remember going into that class, and it was like the warm-up section, and I just sat down on this wooden floor, and I moved myself in the back because I was terrified that I would make, you know, people trip or that people would laugh at me. And I just sat on the floor, and the music came on, and I started crying because it felt so right. And I'm like, why have I tortured myself for like 3 years going like, could I dance? Should I dance? Did I try to dance? I mean, I tortured myself for years about that and was miserable. And so this idea, clarity comes from engagement, not thought. If you're wrestling with something, do anything you can to move towards the thing that you think you want. You know, if you're not sure if you should stay in a relationship, it's like, give that relationship everything you can. Go get some couples therapy. Talk to somebody. Say, I want to work on this. If it's a career that you might want to investigator you might want to move towards, like, go take a class, intern, get yourself embedded in that field somehow to test it, because your body has a truth. It has a natural knowing that you can never access through your mind alone. And I think that once you engage with your body and you actually take action, there is this flood of intelligence that you have access to that you cannot get any other way.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.